It's time now for Reformation with Pastor Woodson Moore.
Everywhere I go, there's folks who want to know just what is our country way out. Some think it's in a man, and on his word they stand. But when I hear it, I just want to shout. More praying, less straying, that's what we need. Soul winning, less sinning, that's what we need. More loving, less patient.
Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. And it's a good morning to all you faithful listeners, especially you, Emily Rose, out there in Shiloh. I hope you're going to have a great, great day. You know, it's a wonderful thing to be able to have been called by the Holy Spirit to be a proclaimer of the gospel. The Apostle Paul goes to great length to share the fact that he didn't just decide to make himself an apostle to the Gentiles. You know the story of Apostle Paul. He actually was persecuting and helping to kill Christians. He held the coats of the men who stoned Stephen, the first martyr, to death. And he was on his way to Damascus to persecute more Christians. And Jesus appeared to him on the road and said, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And Saul says to him, he said, "Well, who art thou?" He says, "I'm Jesus." It's kind of interesting, isn't it, that Saul never really persecuted Jesus direct, but whenever he persecuted the body of Christ, he was actually persecuting Jesus himself. And this same Apostle Paul, who was with zeal persecuting the church, once he realized the truth, once he knew the truth, he turned completely around. In fact, in some of the scriptures, Paul says, you know, I was just ignorant. I didn't know that Jesus was the Son of God. I just didn't know. And Jesus forgave him of that. Now, you and I, we know the gospel. We know the truth. We know that Jesus is the Son of God, and he predestined you and me to be alive at this time. And just as Paul was called by God, his calling was not of man, his calling was not of himself, his calling was a call that came from Almighty God. Well, just the same, you and I have a call upon our lives, and that call didn't come by our own will. But it came because the Lord chose us. He predestined us to good works. Now, I don't want to get into a big debate over predestination, you know, Calvinism versus Arminianism. I believe we all have a choice to make. Many are called. Few are chosen. Many are called. The call goes out. It is not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of the truth, that all should be saved. But at the same time, God foreknew who would respond to that call. God knew who would give their heart to him. I believe this. And those whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate. And so you and I have a predestination upon our life. And I believe that you and I are living in the time immediately preceding the return of Jesus. I think Paul felt he was looking for the immediate return of the Lord. I think the early church was looking for the immediate return of the Lord. But if you look across the spectrum of the history of the world and look at what is happening in the world today, there's never been a time like today, never. Never, when all the signs that Jesus and Paul, underneath the anointing of the Holy Spirit, John, the Revelator, all of these people, the signs that they said would be happening prior to the return of Jesus. They're happening. I'm not saying that Jesus is coming today. I believe he could come today. But I am saying that you and I, as Christians, have been predestined, ordained to be alive at this time, to be dissimulators, to disseminate God's truth to our neighbors, to our friends, to our family. It's going to be a horrible thing to have been left here during the tribulation. I am convinced that the rapture, that the catching up of the church that is spoken of in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I am convinced that that will take place prior to the 7 years of tribulation that's going to ensue on this earth. And the more I read as to what is happening now, what is being done in the scientific realms of the countries of the world, what is happening with our economics, what is happening with the falling away of the world from the principles that are found in the gospel, even in America, this war that is going on between President Trump and the left, it's more than just a war against our president. It's a supernatural, spiritual war, because President Trump is trying to keep the sovereignty of America intact, and the Antichrist forces that are at work in the world are wanting to destroy America, to bring it down so it will be forced into a one-world system. Now, at some point in time, that's going to happen. There will be a one-world government. There will be a one-world dictator. There will be a one-world economy. People will not be able to buy or sell without having obtained a mark. There's all kinds of things that are at work in the world today that signify that we are living in the last days. I just want to challenge you. First off, make sure you're right. What if this was the day that Jesus was to return? Are you ready? Are you ready? And then, as you have opportunity to talk to people, do you realize that people who are not taken when Jesus comes for the church, they're going to go through hell on earth? If that's your family, do you love your family? Do you love your friends enough to at least warn them, give them the opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? I can't overemphasize to you that you are the salt. You are the light. You are the carriers of truth. You were predestined, foreordained to be alive at this time. The gospel many times is considered to be like a race. Paul said he ran his race. And if it's a race, it's a marathon. More than a marathon, it's a relay. As one generation of born-again Christians hand the baton off to the next generation. You know, back when I was coaching track in high school, you put together relay teams. And the way you would do that is you take your second fastest runner and put him first, or her. Then your slower runners you'd put in the middle, and then you'd save your fastest runner to run anchor, to bring it home. What if the gospel is just like that? It is, in fact, a relay. And God had great men and great women to start the race, men who sacrificed and paid terrible prices. But then what if we are the terminal generation? We are the anchor. Shouldn't we be the fastest, the best, the greatest the kingdom of God has ever seen? And if you are part of that, I want to encourage you to step up and give your heart to the Lord. Proverbs 23:26. Give me your heart. Do it. Give the Lord your heart. And when you give him your heart, you give him everything. And when you give him everything, he'll take it, he'll bless it, and he'll use it. Rachel Moore is going to sing, Sin Will Take You Further.
child, I foolishly turned God away, not knowing the heartbreak a sinner must face. But God in his goodness has let me return to share with his children this lesson I've learned. Sin will take you farther than you want to go. Slowly but wholly taking control. Sin will leave you longer than you want to stay. Sin will cost you far more.
You have been called out, chosen to be part of the Lord's team in these last days to take the gospel to all the earth. And part of that gospel is just your surrounding neighborhood. There was a time in America where most people knew the gospel, but that time is not now. People who have come out of the public school system in the last 30 years, many of them know absolutely nothing about the Bible, nothing about Jesus. They don't know. And so it's up to you and I to tell them. And if that's the case, back whenever I was in high school and in college playing athletics, played basketball in college for 4 years, and I also, in high school, I played football, ran track, played baseball. And in all those things, there was a discipline to it. And I remember the coach saying to us, don't smoke. Don't drink a lot of sodas. Don't eat a lot of popcorn and peanuts. He laid down certain rules to us. He said, because if you do these things, it's going to shorten your breath. It's going to make it harder for you to compete. Well, like that song that Rachel just sang, sin will take you further. You and I, as chosen members of the team that's going to usher in Jesus, we should be disciplining ourselves and moving completely away from sin. God is holy, and as he is holy, you and I need to be holy. We need to give ourselves over to him, to spend time in prayer, spend time reading the word, doing the things that's going to cause us to be able to be triumphant against the powers of darkness that are moving in these last days. And they are strong. They are powerful, these demonic strongholds that's being unleashed against the world. You're up against them, and they hate you. They want to destroy you. They want to neutralize you. But always remember, the greater one indwells you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And as you stand in his power, you will know freedom. Because if you know Jesus, you'll know freedom. Know Jesus, know freedom.